Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Adams reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Johnston now playing center field. Ken Landreau now playing left field. Onyx Concepcion pinch hits for UL Washington. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion now playing shortstop. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Mike Cubbage. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then pinch hits for Onyx Concepcion. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.